And then they would see the beauty of the forest of Vrindavan.
Everything, everyone was simply making themselves beautiful for Krishna.
Just like in our Radha Gopinath temple, we have been working for many, many years to make this temple a beautiful place so that Sri Radha Gopinath, when they cast their glance upon the temple, the most beautiful possible experience that we can offer them, that's what they will have. And they're pleased when the devotees are pleased. So we want to create a situation that Krishna's pleased and Krishna's seeing that all his devotees are pleased to be here. Such an atmosphere. But in the spiritual world, you don't have to wait months for something to get finished so you can offer it to Krishna. And then it comes and it's not exactly the way you wanted it. In Vrindavan,
everybody immediately, just whatever they want to offer Krishna, just manifests. Each flower is just blooming with just the color that they want Krishna to enjoy. Or actually, just the color that Krishna wants to enjoy, they just manifest that color. And because of the intimacy of love, they know what Krishna wants. Every fruit tree is kalpa vriksha. They have so much deep love for Krishna that they can produce whatever fruit Krishna wants, whatever fragrance Krishna wants. So the whole forest and pasture grounds of Vrindavan, every blade of grass, every tree, every flower, the clouds, the sky, the animals, everything is simply decorating themselves with the most inconceivably wonderful ornament just to make themselves beautiful to Krishna. And how Krishna would enjoy seeing, smelling, tasting, hearing, touching. All the senses were completely satisfied by the environment of Vrindavan. And the games that Krishna played with his friends, that Krishna would do whatever to just give pleasure and happiness to his friends. And they would do whatever just to give happiness to Krishna. Vrindavan is the abode of love. And it was getting toward the time when the sun was going to set. On this day of Gopastami, Krishna came to the Terakadamba, a very sacred kalpa vriksha tree. And he climbed that tree just to make sure all the different cows were coming back to enter again into Nandagaon. And he would call his cows. He would call them by their personal names. So intimate, so personal. With all those hundreds and thousands of cows, Krishna didn't say, "Cows, come. O Shamala, O Kaliya, O Shukla, O Kamaduk." Whatever the cow's name, they would hear their name being called. I remember one time one of my godbrothers, he was serving Srila Prabhupada for some time, and he told me the greatest nectar of his life was when Prabhupada knew him so well that he actually, the first time he called him by his name. It was like nectar to his heart. Prabhupada actually called me by my name. This is the spiritual world. Krishna would call each cow by their name and they were just thrilled. And they would respond by mooing in ecstasy. Reciprocation of love.
We have our counting beads and our bead bag. Krishna had a little counter to count all the different cows of all the different herds. There was 108 herds of cows, each one with different colors or different shapes. They would be categorized very systematically. And each cow would respond to Krishna, and he would play his flute to attract them all to come. They would all come running with their full milk bags. The ground of Vrindavan was always moist by the milk of the cows. And that milk wasn't simply because their udders were over full. That milk was because each cow had such maternal, parental affection for Krishna that they couldn't contain the milk from their bags. That was the expression and the offering of their motherly love to Krishna. Just the thought of Krishna, milk would flow. Milk was flowing from their milk bags throughout the day. And if any one cow didn't come, Krishna would get down from Tara Kadamba and go running after for to find that cow in some distant pasture. Please come. That is Vrindavan. Then with the cows in front, Krishna would enter into Nandagram. And just at the outskirts, Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj, the elderly gopas and gopis, the young gopis, they would all be waiting for Krishna. Especially on this day of Gopastami, it was a great celebration. When Krishna Balaram returned, they were all waiting. Throughout the day, they would simply be counting the moments for when Krishna would arrive. Looking at the sun, they would just be begging, pleading with the sun, please go down, for Krishna will return. Each second was like 14 years or more in separation. But Krishna was in the hearts of all the gopas and gopis who were waiting for him in Nandagaon. And every now and then he would play his flute in such a way that they could hear it. Fifth note. And they'd hear that flute and they'd feel his presence. Ah. For those of you who have gone to Krishna Chandra's house, you have seen that beautiful painting of Muralidhar Prabhu, of Nanda and Yashoda, and Sri Radharani, Vishakha, Lalita. They're all waiting for Krishna to return, and Krishna's coming home. And he runs into the arms of Yashoda and Nanda. And they offer all kinds of wonderful, wonderful rituals of love. And they bring them home to their house. Yashoda bathes Krishna and Balaram and Rohini, Devi. They bathe Krishna and Balaram with scented waters. And they anoint their bodies with scented oils. Then they put fresh clothes and ornaments on them and bring them for prasad. Then put them to sleep. So in Nandagaon, what they do is they take little children and they dress them as Krishna and Balaram. And they have these beautiful songs that they sing so nicely. Special songs only for Gopastami. No other day they sing these songs, Gopastami Leela songs. And a whole group of Vrijavasis, they gather around these two little children dressed as Krishna and Balaram. And they have a palanquin, and they bring them from one holy place to the other. And in each holy place, they sing the particular corresponding song describing the pastimes that Krishna and Balaram perform at that particular place. And in each place they give a nice feast to the children. And they sing the beautiful songs and they take them to the next. And they go way out into the pastures of Nandagaon area. To these very, very hidden places that only the Brijabasis know. And at last they conclude by going to Terakadamba. And by that time there's hundreds and hundreds of people. And for hours and hours they sing beautiful songs. And feed Krishna and Balaram nice prasad. And ultimately they bring them back to the Nanda Bhavan, the house of Krishna. So we may not be there physically, but if we're hearing nicely, then our hearts are there. And ultimately where our heart is, that is where we are. Thank you very, very much. We're very, very pleased to have His Grace Jai Murari Prabhu back with us at Radha Gopinath Temple. One of my oldest, dearest godbrothers and friends. Let us welcome him very sincerely. And also Devananda Prabhu. Devananda Prabhu, he used to be the temple commander of New Vrindavan back at the time when it was at its highest level of success and prosperity. And that was a very difficult service. He's been serving Srila Prabhupada's mission for over 20 years. Wonderful Vaishnava. Let us welcome him as well. And Rishima, Dr. Alwa's daughter, she put on such an incredible performance last night that I think everyone was weeping. In fact, after I saw her performance, throughout the night I kept thinking of it, and every time I thought about it, tears fell from my eyes. Very, very powerful. Her first major role in the drama pastimes of Radha Gopinath Temple. So let us congratulate her for her very sincere and heartfelt, enthusiastic performance last night by saying Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.